Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Down the block.
G'day guys, we're just about to go live on Instagram here. I'm just setting it up. So in a moment, we'll be going live. I'll be answering questions for about 20 minutes or so. So I know that people have enjoyed these podcasts in the past. So fingers crossed we enjoyed this one. We're about to go live. So just stay tuned here. We'll be up in a second. Okay, guys, we've just gone live waiting for some questions. Hey guys, Rugby League Guru here. Send your questions in. Start to dive into some questions. Alex, how are you, mate? Welcome. How's Cody going to go this year? I assume you mean Cody Walker. I've got really high hopes for Cody Walker. I think he's going to do special things this season. I think South Sydney, their premiership window is probably closing. I think they've got 2 years or so to really make it count. I think Cody Walker's well aware of this. He's not getting younger. I'm expecting him to do good things this year. Early tip for Harold Matt's Roosters v Central Coast. I'm a bit worried about the Roosters coming off a bye in Harold Matthews. Central Coast team's been going really well. This is my brother that sent this in too, so being a bit of a smart ass, I'm going to say the Central Coast Roosters 13+. They got a centre that can't defend the Chooks. What do you think about Gutho this year? I really like Gutho. Big fan of him. I don't think he's in the elite class of fullback. I think he's probably top of tier two. I've said this a little bit and got quite a bit of pushback about it, but he's just, I just think effort-wise, he's unbelievable. I would never knock him on his effort. I just think skill-wise set, there's a couple of guys that are above him. Still a champ, still a top, you know, six fullback in our game without a doubt, though. Could the Broncos possibly go the whole year without a win? No, I think the Broncos will get a couple of wins this year. I think they'll improve on last year. That's not saying much, though, of course. But I think they will improve. I think Kevin Walters is the right addition for this side. I think they need to inject some pride back into this club. And he's a guy that I would have gone for as coach. So fingers crossed they get it right, because if they don't, I mean, it's going to put more of a divide between the Broncos and the old boys. So they've got to get it right this year, fingers crossed. Park Footy Pod has just joined us. There are some champion fellas doing a great podcast out there. Spoke to them a couple of weeks ago. They're flying. Go check them out. And Chaos Scott Drinkwater for the better fullback year. I honestly believe if Scott Drinkwater plays fullback, I think he's going to have a cracking season. CNK is in the better side, but I do think Scott Drinkwater is the best fullback at the Cowboys. I've spoken about this a little bit. Val Holmes, he's the man on big money, but I'm going to take Drinkwater there as my one. Moylan for the Daily M. Thank you, NRL Physio. He knows I've got my podcast coming out over the next few days about my man crushes in rugby league. It's been hard to narrow it down. Moylan, he will definitely be in the top five. I always have a bit of money on him for the Daily M, so I'm down a few hundred dollars already from his career, but he'll be copping it again this year. Who will be the standout for the Bunnies this year? I think Cody Walker will be the standout, but their main man, as always, is Adam Reynolds. He's the glue that holds this side together. Big fan of Adam Reynolds. There's a lot of stars in this South Sydney side, though. I think Jaden Sewer, he's going to have another massive year. Cam Murray's been massive the last few years. Latrell Mitchell, I think we're starting to see his best. And then obviously he was knocked over by that injury against Parramatta. So fingers crossed, there's a lot of guys that could be the best there. Any news on Cam Smith? Negative. Not going to pretend like I've got anything for you. I've seen him sitting in the grandstands. I've seen him kicking balls around the Gold Coast. I'm still not convinced. I'm sorry. I hope that if he goes somewhere, it's to the Gold Coast or the Broncos. Seems like the only options anyway, but I think that the Broncos could really do with him. There's not many winners around in rugby league. This guy's definitely one of them, without a doubt. He's the best player of all time for me, and I think he'd be fantastic to help the Broncos rebuilding their brand at the moment. The Titans, the side they've got at the moment, you put Cam Smith into it, they're an automatic top four for me. So it's going to be an interesting watch. A lot of questions about Cam Smith. No idea. Another Moylan for Dally M. I'll cop that on the chin. Should the Dogs go for Madison or Staggs? Personally, I'd be going with Tony Staggs. I know you've already got a lot of really solid back rowers that I really like. Madison, he's bounced around a few clubs already. I think Tony Staggs is a guy that there's not many guys in the NRL with his sort of talent. He's a guy that I think if any club could get their hands on Staggs, they should be doing it immediately. Fingers crossed he doesn't leave the Broncos, though, because they desperately, desperately need him. Can Cam Smith hurry up? No, I don't see why he needs to. Fuck. He's done so much for our game over the last 20 years or 30 years, however long he's been playing for. It's been ridiculous. I don't mind what Cameron Smith does. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if, you know, in round five he decides to play for a team, rugby league's better for it. It makes a better storyline. There'll be more eyes on our game. Would I like to know what he's doing? 100%. Does it really have a great effect on me? No, not at all. I don't really mind. He's earned enough respect from me. What do you think Benji Marshall's impact on the Bunnies will be? Cheers for the question, Lockie. Benji, I think he's going to be fantastic for this side. I really like the signing. I was shocked the Roosters didn't sign him. I thought he would wear the 7 for the Chooks. Didn't come through. Wayne Bennett has thrown him a lifeline. And look, I honestly think that South Sydney are going to get so much out of this. They've got a couple of young guys there in Dargan, Blake Taff, Hawkins, that I think them being able to spend a season playing some reserve grade footy with Benji, just being around him, I mean, how can that not improve these guys? Yes, you know, it fills up a spot that if there's an injury, you'll probably see Benji come in before these guys, but it's just going to improve them as footballers. I mean, your education as a footballer when you're young off experienced guys is so important, and I think it's going to be massive for these guys. I think Benji's the perfect guy to walk into this system. If something happens to Adam Reynolds where he gets injured, I straight away rule the Rabbitohs out. With Benji Marshall in the building, I don't rule them out. I think they could still win a comp without Reynolds by putting Benji in. I really like it. You know Wayne Bennett's going to get the best out of him. Let's not kid ourselves here. Do you think Welsh will get the starting spot over Nass? I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Depends how the Melbourne Storm want to play. To me, I've spoken about this a lot. I don't think being a bench forward anymore, it used to be a negative. You used to bag guys that are on the bench. It's just the way the game goes now. You need impact coming off your bench. Personally, I would bring Nelson off the bench. I'd let Christian Welsh stay on for the opening 25 and the back 25 and bring Nass on for big impact through the middle of the game. But depends how Craig Bellamy wants to play. I guarantee you he'll know better than me. What else have we got? Thoughts on Special K back in the NRL and who for, you reckon? Yeah, mate, Carmichael Hunt, he's a guy that I would love to see back in the NRL. He's obviously playing up there with the Magpies at the moment. Oh, that's Chris. How are you, mate? Talakai from the New South Wales Waratahs. I would kill to see him in a Broncos jersey again, to be honest with you. I think he'd be really good for this system. It's a very young spine. I'm not sure where you'd play him. I probably wouldn't have him at fullback anymore. You got Milford at 6. I don't know where you'd have him. If he just comes off the bench, I don't know. But I think having him in this system, a guy that tasted success at the Broncos in 2006, he was there with Lockie, Tony Carroll, you know, Wayne Bennett, all these sort of guys. He understands what being a Bronco is. So I think it'd be fantastic to see Carmichael come back in. I know a few years ago, before he signed with the Waratahs, I spoke to him and he was considering talking to Wayne Bennett and South Sydney. It was definitely something he was interested in, but I think he got some good coin off the Tars, so potentially stayed there 2 or 3 years too long for me, but I would love to see him back in rugby league without a doubt. Where should Seguiaru go? Look, James Seguiaru, I think he's 30, 31 now. I don't think he's past it. I think he might have a year or two left. The good thing about Seguiaru coming back now is the game has moved towards him. He's a running nine that plays eyes up, and the game's never been more suited to them. I think he'd make a really good number 14 for a number of sides. If I was Newcastle, I'd be looking at him to partner Brayley. Just thinking off the top of my head, the Sharks, potentially. Sharkies could use him. There's a number of sides that whoever's got a starting hooker that's not going to be an 80-minute man, I think he could do much worse than to have James Seguiaro there without a doubt. Jerome Hughes, New Zealand Warriors faithful, a really good New Zealand Warriors page. Go and follow them if you're a Warriors fan. Jerome Hughes, I think it's really interesting. I've said it a heap of times over the last year that someone's going to make the mistake of throwing big money at Jerome Hughes and play him as a halfback. I don't think he'll be as effective outside of the Melbourne Storm system as a seven. If I'm signing him, I'm only playing him as a fullback for me. I think we've learned this lesson too many times with the guys. If you take him out of that Melbourne system, I don't think he's a seven. I think he has to be a one. Ripper Trials this weekend. What game are you most looking forward to? Probably the Charity Shield, mate. Dragons, obviously, they look to be struggling to me, and I think South Sydney are going to put on a real show. The Roosters and the Canberra Raiders game I'm excited for. I haven't seen their teams that they've put out yet. I'm hoping they both put out full strength because that'll be really interesting to see. Do you see Bronson Zeri coming back after his suspension? 100% I do, yeah. He's got, a four-year suspension. He's 21. He's going to be 26. I'm confident he'll come back. I'm sure he'll stay fit as a fiddle for the next 4 years, and I'm sure Bronson will return. I think he'll do special things when he does. Brian Kelly, one of the most underrated players in the comp. Thanks, Cooper. Yes, mate, 100%. I love Brian Kelly. I said last year, about halfway through the season, he wouldn't look out of place if Freddie rang him to play for the Blues. Copped an absolute heap for it. Then you saw at the back end what he was capable of. I think you saw in the Indigenous game the other night too. He was only used in a small amount of time, but what he did was really impactful. I think up at the Gold Coast this year with a better team around him, another year with those halves, I think he's going to be really good, Brian Kelly. I think he'd be a household name if he was at Roosters, Melbourne, South Sydney, one of these sides. I think Manly, they would seriously regret letting him go. Thoughts on George Williams? Absolutely love George Williams for 2021. I think he's going to do big things. He's a real smoky for the Dally M medal for me. The thing I love about George Williams is that he saves his best footy for the best side. So he plays his best games against your Roosters, your Melbourne, these sort of teams. The thing with George Williams you got to remember is that he arrived last year. He did a preseason with the Raiders that was dysfunctional as all hell. They had the bushfires. They had to move to the Central Coast. They got back down. It was hailing some days. It was all over the place. It was chaos. He got to week two. COVID hit. Yeah, he had another 2 months off, and then the rules changed. Now, to be fair, they changed to suit George Williams, in my opinion, running halves. You're better off having running halves now than you ever have been. That's why I really like Canberra. They got Whiten and they got George Williams, two fantastic running halves. But George Williams now has an entire preseason in Australia where he knows what the rules of the game he's playing are going to be, and I think he's going to do special things. Really excited for George Williams this year. Why do you play Supercoach, not NRL Fantasy? Mate, I guess it's the same as everyone. I grew up playing Supercoach with my mates. Taught most of my mates play, so that's what I played. I do prefer Supercoach. I think NRL Fantasy's a little bit boring, to be honest with you. I don't like the scoring system. I do prefer Supercoach. It is a little bit more random, a little bit harder to predict, but I do like that. Who needs to step up for the Dogs? I think Jeremy Marshall-King has to step up. For me, hooker is the one spot that they're probably lacking. Big season for Kyle Flanagan, obviously. I think the halves are going to do really well off the back of Trent Barrett. I think what he did for Nathan Cleary last year has been understated beyond belief. So really, really excited to see what he does. Will Harry Grant play 80 minutes or will he have a spell with Cheese? Thanks, Keith. No, mate, I think Harry Grant will play 80. He's the best hooker in the game right now. He's the best running hooker in the game right now. He's the hooker that is most suited to the game right now for me, and I think Craig Bellamy is well aware of that. I understand Brandon Smith wants to be a hooker, and if he is a hooker, he's probably a top five hooker in the game, but he's also probably a top four lock forward in the game. And I think Brandon Smith, what he does off the bench, Melbourne would be half as successful if they didn't have him. He plays a really important role in that side, and I think he will continue to do that. I understand he wants to be a hooker. I get that, but fuck, what's better, playing the position you want or lifting trophies? He looked pretty happy to me when he was holding the trophy. So for me, Harry Grant plays 80, and Brandon Smith does the best that he can for his side, which was extremely important last year. James Crowe, Dragon season. Nah, mate, I'm a little bit nervous for the Dragons. I think it is going to be a tough season. It was going to be a tough season before Cam McInnes went down. Now he's gone down. It really hurts. Probably lacking leaders there. Ben Hunt is the best leader in the club, in my opinion now. But, I mean, I'm not sure how many other clubs Ben Hunt would be considered captain at realistically. But he definitely is the best option at the Dragons right now. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Will Addo Carr go downhill when he joins Canterbury? I don't believe so, mate. I can't see him go downhill. I think he's one of the best wingers in the game. Yes, it's tough leaving Melbourne. Maybe he won't score as many tries and whatnot. No, I mean, I guess anyone can understand that, but I don't think as a player he will go down. I think he's only getting better and better. Thoughts on the NRL bringing games out to the country? I'm living in Lismore and the hype around this trial match on Saturday is huge. Yeah, Lismore, thanks Cooper, fantastic spot of the world. I used to go on holidays up there at Evans Head, very close to Lismore. It's a fantastic spot, and yeah, I think the game should be taking more of our NRL games out to the country. I understand the money side of having a game at Telstra or whatever, but fuck, you're getting 11,000 people there. I bet you in Lismore this week there's more than 10,000 people that show up to that game, so... I mean, I understand the money side of it, but just means so much to the people out there. How will the Raiders go? Dogger 8, cheers, mate. I think the Raiders will make it to the grand final. I think they've got a sensational team. Their depth is unbelievable. I think they'll lose the grand final to the Melbourne Storm. That's my prediction. I mean, they finished, what, fourth last year overall, and they had a heap of injuries. They had no forwards left. Now they've got depth coming out of their ass. Their halves are ready for this season. Josh Hodgson returns. Corey Horsburgh returns. Ryan James walks into the building. I really, really like this side heading into 2021. What's your thoughts on expansion? One or two teams? No, actually, I don't think we should expand. I know that's the unpopular opinion, but I'm sorry. Every year we have a team that has a couple of injuries and then can't get by in the NRL. I don't feel like we have enough depth right now to spread it out. I feel like depth is going to get worse. There's less and less kids playing junior footy in my local area anyway. I know that for sure. I also... There's just less people playing rugby league now. I think what they're doing with Harold Matz and SG Ball is a mistake. They've moved it up a year in each of them. They've moved SG Ball to under-19s. For me, there's going to be a lot of kids that finish year 12 that would have been playing SG Ball and then going on to have NRL careers that potentially now they've got to make a decision, all right, do I need to go and get a job or can I still play footy? And I think they're going to lose a lot of people there, all because last year's age group missed out on half a season. I think the NRL's made a mistake, and I think they're going to have to move it back in a couple of years, and then a whole age group's going to miss out. Just doesn't make any sense to me. So, no, expansion's a no from me. I don't like it right now. Does Latrell come back into your Blues side? For me, he does, yeah, without a doubt. If he's playing like he was last year, I'd be picking him at left centre. Makes it interesting for Jack Whiten. I think it all depends where Freddie wants to play Jack Whiten. Does he play him at left centre, or does he finally play 5-8? A lot of really good options at 5-8, of course, but... I mean, if you've already got a 5'8 and you've got to fit Jack Whiten or Latrell on the side, I'd probably tip Jack Whiten gets in over him. So a spot worth watching. I can't see Latrell playing fullback. I think there's too many options there too. Expect from Milford this season? I don't know what I expect from Milford, to be honest with you, mate. I'd like to think that Kevin Walters, being the most successful 5'8 Brisbane's ever had, he'll be able to get something out of him, but I don't know. It's too hard for me to predict, mate. I've got no idea. I'd like to think he gets back to his best, but I can't say it with confidence. Standout rookies. Yeah, no shock here. I really like Josh Schuster out of the Manly Seagulls. I think he's going to do really good things. I think he'll probably start wearing jersey 14, but as soon as there's an injury to, you know, touch wood, it doesn't happen, but probably Kieran Foran, once he gets injured, I think you'll see Josh Schuster come in and play six. I think he'll do really, really well. Bailey Sheringham, come round one, will he be in the Warriors 17? I think he's a good pickup. I agree, mate. He's a fantastic pickup. I think he could potentially snag a spot on the bench. I don't think he'll make the starting team. For me, on the edges, I'd go Katoa. Katoa's out round one. Actually, with Katoa out, he might get a spot in round one. If they were full strength, I would go Katoa on one edge. I'd go Ben Murdoch, Masil on the other, Tohu Harris at 13. Then I'd have Jazz on the bench. So it's going to be hard for Sirenen to make it. I think it'll either be Sirenen or Jack Murchie that'll have a bench spot, one of those two. Thoughts on Teddy Holt or go with Pap Gutho combo upgrade elsewhere? You're ballsy to start without Teddy, in my opinion. The form he's in at the moment. He gets Victor Radley back as well, which will help his cause. I haven't had a look at the Roosters draw off the top of my head, but I think I've learnt my lesson too many times about not having Teddy. It just hurts too much when you don't have him. Who do you think will get the 5-8 spot at Manly? I think Kieran Foran. I think this rubbish about him playing hooker has been the biggest false narrative of all time. He was always going to be the 6. He's coming back to play with Cherry Evans. I don't understand why we thought he wasn't going to be the 6. It's just ridiculous to me. Would you rather have Tommy Turbo in the New South Wales centres or 2 actual centres? Look, this has been my favourite argument of the year. I mean, Freddie picks Turbo the year before at centre. He's a genius. Oh, how smart's that? He picks Gutho and White and we don't win and all of a sudden Freddie's an idiot. Like, it's just a massive hindsight argument. I mean, if Turbo's available, you can't pick him at fullback over Teddy. You can pick him at centre. Are you not going to pick him there? For me, you pick the best 17 players you can, then you find a position for them. Turbo, yes, I would play him at centre. Latrell, yes, I would play him at centre. I just think it's a big hindsight argument. He's a genius 1 year. He's an idiot the year after for doing the exact same thing. The result just changed. Queensland fullback Brimson or Ponga? Ponga every day of the week. I think Brimson will be on the bench. I think he'll wear jersey 14. He'll add some great impact. But Ponga, he has to be the fullback for me. I think people forget how well he's played every single time he's played for Queensland. I really do like Ponga. Do you think Jerome Luai will have a good year again? I was a little bit disappointed with Luai in the Indigenous All-Stars game, to be honest with you. I thought he made a lot of bad decisions for the Maori side. He put a kick out on the full at the back end, which was really disappointing. I just thought that he overplayed his hand a lot during that game. They had a lot of ball early, and I just feel like Jerome didn't execute properly. I still think he'll have a good season. Don't get me wrong. He's in a really solid side with good players around him. So I'm expecting Jerome to go well. I think it's a big test for him and Cleary because last year, essentially everything went right for them. They were in a team that was winning every week, and I know they played their role in that, but once you get on a run like that, I think winning becomes a habit. They have to start again next year. They're going to be the hunted, not the hunter. It's going to be completely different. They've got targets all over them now, so it's going to be really interesting to see how he handles it. Couple more questions. Confident AFB will be a weapon at the Warriors? Yes, I am 100%. I think he's going to do really good things. When do you think Sam Walker will cement his spot at the Roosters? Not this year. I think he'll play, geez, if the overs unders was 5 games, I think I'd go unders, to be honest with you. I think he'll play a couple of games post origin, but I don't think he'll cement that 7 spot this year in any way, shape or form, potentially the year after. I bet for Manly we've done that. Fullback for the Broncos, really interesting one. You've got Isako, and then you've got, I believe his name is Reece Walsh. I'm a big fan of Walsh. I think he might get the nod, to be honest with you. Bit of a smoky there. But Isako, he's got the runs on the board. I think they'll probably go Isako realistically, but I would like to see Walsh personally. I think Isako's a better winger than he is fullback. Do you watch the NRL for more entertainment or study purposes? Fuck, good question. Entertainment, mate. Still love the game, 100%. But, you know, obviously doing the content that I do and stuff, have to do a fair bit of work and watch a lot of games, watch a lot of replays, focus on certain players a lot. So definitely is still entertainment, mate. I still love the game. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love the game anymore, without a doubt. How will David Nofaluma go? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think NRL-wise, he'll do well. He's a quality player. I think Supercoach-wise, not having Marshall out there, not having Harry Grant on the field will hurt his cause. I imagine because they've moved James Roberts to the right-hand side with him, I imagine that Brooksy will take him to the left sticks and they'll be swinging back to the right a lot. He's also got Adam Dwyhi inside him, who as a 5'8", I'm not a huge fan of. I know he's very popular. I understand that. As a 6, I don't think he'd be a 6 in many NRL teams outside of the West Tigers. Happy to be proven wrong, though. Do you get paid for this account? No, I don't, mate. Got the podcast, which has got a little bit of sponsorship on it, but no, I don't get paid for this. Just a passion thing, mate. Potentially in the future. Will you ever pursue an NRL career on the media side for Nine or Fox? No, no interest in Nine or Fox, mate. I'd rather just go about this myself. I don't think I'd ever have the opportunity to anyway, but if it was presented to me, you'd have to become one of those media robots that deals with things in a certain way, avoids certain questions and all that. I'd rather just be authentic, do my own thing here, and yeah, still enjoy my footy. Thoughts on Reuben Cotter? This will be my last question. Loved Reuben Cotter in the Indigenous All-Stars. I have been one of the biggest fans of Reece Robson of all time, and now I'm starting to wonder if Reuben Cotter should be that 9. I'll be watching his trial game on the weekend to see how he goes, but he really really did impress me the other night. He was sensational. I'm going to release this as a podcast, so you can check out the Rugby League Guru podcast on Apple and Spotify to have a listen to this now. Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.